Get ready for the ultimate video challenge as these two teams go head-to-head with a maze of electronic obstacles for the right to face one of our game wizards in the video zone. Hold on to your hats. Here comes Nick Arcade. And now, here's your host, a guy who never met a freshman he didn't like.
Andrea, and welcome to Nick Arcade, the ultimate video challenge. I am so excited because it's a special celebrity day in the arcade. Joining me are four of the cast members of Nickelodeon's Welcome Freshmen. Yeah! All right, now we have the round one face-off that's going to be played, and joining me to play it here is Nick of the yellow team and Jill of the yellow team. They're going to get busy with the face-off game, Jet Jocks. Now, in this game, you have to maneuver your jet skis down the Nile River, avoiding all types of perils along the way. Whoever gets their jet ski the farthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. Grab your controllers into positions, please. Ready, set, go!
Oh! Right there off.
Tense. All right, yellow team is down. They're both cruising along now. Down in the water at 20 seconds. They're both back up. 15 seconds is where we are. Score is still pretty close, though. We're both down. It's 10 seconds. They're both up. We're down to the final 5 seconds. And it looks like it's going to be...
Way to go, Nick. Let's go play some more arcade. Go ahead.
All right, Nick of the yellow team. Hey, everyone, let's welcome the yellow team, Mike Speller and Nick Barnes. Yay! Now, Nick plays Billy on Welcome Freshman. And, Nick, I understand you're into skateboarding. How well do you do, guy?
Not very well. I try.
You try? How long have you been doing it, kind of like as a hobby?
4 years.
About 4 years. Okay. And Mike, we all know you better as Mr. Lippman. I understand you dabble at improv comedy, right?
Yes, sir.
But I don't know. It seems like there's an ulterior motive for you being here.
Well, I'm just studying what the freshman mind recreates at, so I'm lowering myself to that form of recreation.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to Borland. Hey, and competing against you today on the red team is Rick Galloway and Jill Setter. Say hey! Okay, now, Rick plays Walter, and I didn't know this. You're a semi-pro knee skier.
Yeah.
What is knee skiing?
Well, you got a board and a strap, and you get in the strap, kneeling on the board, and you get behind a boat, and you ski.
You just kneel along as you go.
Do tricks and stuff. I've gotten pretty good at it over the past, 2 years that I've tried doing it. And I'm thinking about going into it after, you know, everything clears over, so.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. I didn't know that. That's great to find out. And Jill plays Tara on the show, and you're into water skiing.
Yes.
Okay, and now I try water skiing, but I'm more like torpedo head, you know? How do you do when you water ski?
How do I do it?
Yeah, how do you,
you
do?
You have to pull yourself up.
Okay.
All your muscle and pull yourself up.
Oh, that's it.
And that'll get you up.
Oh, see, I'm doing the butt drop. Where everyone, listen, everybody here is playing to earn over $1,000 for their charities. Red team, what charity are you playing for?
We're playing for the Juvenile Diabetes.
Okay, and yellow team, what charity are you playing for?
The National Foundation for AIDS Research.
All right, hey, over $1,000 can be won. Let's wish them all luck. Now, let's get how we play out of the way. We're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this screen here in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four Ps: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Be careful, though, because there's an enemy up there, and if you run into him, control goes from you over to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will be going into the video zone to battle today's game wizard. Now, before we get going, hey, Andrea, tell us where Mikey's going today.
Scrape the barnacles off your hulls, because today Mikey's got smooth sailing into the Pacific Ocean. In round one, he's hopping in his bathyscape and zooming down to the legendary city of Atlantis. But keep your windshield clean, because you'll want to see the hammerhead shark that hangs out down there if he comes your way. Steer our sub-commander through Atlantis and past the goal, and you will hook 50 points. Good luck.
Hey, thank you, Andrea. Now, Mike, Nick, you won the face-off. You have 25 points, and you get to move Mikey first. What direction?
Left.
Okay, Mikey's going left. Hyper Channel. Hey, this is another one of our video puzzles. Now, we recorded some TV while someone flipped through the channels with a remote. It just so happens that everyone was talking about the same personality. The first person that can buzz in and tell me who everyone is talking about will get 25 points and control of Mikey. Hands on your buzzers. Ready? Let's hit the hyper channels.
I've heard of some people who like to keep cows as pets, but our guest today says that bulls are his favorites.
Of you who prefer dunking, I suggest donuts and coffee.
Yes, let's yellow team.
Michael Jordan.
Let's take a peek. Is it Michael Jordan? There he is, the airman himself. Airman in action. You have 25 more points, and you have control of Mikey still. Move the mic still again.
Left again. Left.
Okay, Mikey's going left. Video challenge, yellow team. Oh, yeah. Hey. All right, guys. Yeah. Oh, video challenge. You get to add more points to your score and maintain control. Who's going to be playing?
Mike,
you're gonna play. All right, Nick, hang on to the board. Mike, you get to choose from ActRaiser, Green Dog, Super Adventure Island, Chuck Rock, or Ghost Pilots. What would you like to play?
Ghost Pilots.
Ghost Pilots. Head on over to Ghost Pilots. Come on with us, Nick. Nick, come. Okay, now we're gonna take to the air, because this is an aerial combat game where you are a World War II pilot blasting enemies. This game has multiple stages, and today on Ghost Pilots, our expert's challenge has been set at 30,000 points in stage 3. You have to meet or beat 30,000 points in 30 seconds. Now, Nick, you have 50 points, your opponents have 0. Of your 50, I want you to write down how many you're willing to wager on your partner beating the challenge. Here comes the music. Now, he's running it down. Hey, don't you peek. Okay, turn around, please, there, Mike. Ready, set, go. All right, he's off, blasting away. All right, he did some great maneuvering, didn't get hit by that bomb. Took the 2,800 points. Oh, his plane got blown up. Here comes another. All right, he picked up some extra bombs there. He's up to 8,000 points. Good steering. Oh, got blown up again. Here comes another plane. He uses special weapons which blow away everything in its range. Blasting. He's almost there. Time is ticking. He's flying. Oh, my goodness. Hey, time ticked out. You did some great playing. I was quite impressed. Let's find out how many points were wagered. 30 points. We're going to adjust your score and play some more. Head back. Go, my guy. Well, listen, seemed like time ticked out on you. We're going to take the 30 points away. You still have 20. You're still in the lead. Red team, you now have control of Mikey. Move him, please.
Okay, we're going to go down.
Mikey's going down. Video tech. Hey, another video puzzle. Now, take a look at this. We found a way to make video images represent words. The first team that can buzz in and tell me what well-known phrase these video scenes spell out will get 25 points and control of Mikey. Hands on your buzzers. Ready? Let's roll the video. Okay, remember, we're trying to figure out what well-known phrase these video scenes spell out. Yes, yellow team.
Honey, I blew up the kid.
Let's take a peek. Is it? Yeah, honey, I, and it's blew up the kid. Honey, I blew up the kid. That's it, exactly. 25 more points. Hey, almost made up for that 30 in the challenge, and you have control again. Okay, hold it. That sound is telling me that I have control. We're almost out of time in round one. Mikey goes straight to the goal. We're in sudden death. Gang, the correct answer to this question will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. Hands on your buzzers. Which of these bands has a picture of a baby swimming in water on their latest CD? Yes. Yeah, Red Team.
Nirvana.
Nirvana, yeah! Didn't even need a clue. 50 points goes to you and the goal. All right, let's take a look and see where everything was in round one. Okay, there was everything scattered. Enemy you avoided, great going. Right now, Red Team took over the lead with 50 points. Yellow Team has 45. Woo! I hope you studied up for this game because it's a scorcher. Come on back and see what's gonna happen. The points are double in round two. So we'll see you back here on Nick's Arcade. It's Freshman Day. Here we are for round two face-off. Joining me is Mike of the Yellow Team and Rick of the Red Team. They're going to try their hands at the face-off game, Jet Jocks. Now remember, you have to pilot your jet skis down the dangerous river, avoiding all types of crocodiles and perils along the way. Whoever gets their jet ski the farthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points and control of Mikey for the start of round two. All right, guys, grab your controllers. Ready, set, go. All right, they're off. Yellow Team is in the water. Red Team is in the water. Yellow Team's back up. Red Team's back up. Yellow Team's back down. This could go on all day. We're still pretty tight. We're at 15 seconds. They're both up and going.
You beast bomb.
Okay, Yellow Team is down. We're at 10 seconds. All right, we're at the final 5 seconds. And where it's going to be? Some scholarly moves were made there. Hey, Andrea, where's Mikey moving to in round two?
In round two, surf's up, and Mikey's hopping in his Woody and heading for the beach. But don't wipe out, or you might find yourself face-to-face with Game Over, the beach bully. Cruise Mikey down the beach and pass the goal, and you'll wash up 100 gnarly points, Phil.
Hey, thank you, Andrea. Now, gang, do not forget, the four P's are still up there. Points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes, video challenge, and of course the enemy can snack and troll away. Avoid him. Now all questions in round two are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be going into the video zone to battle with today's game wizard. All right, Rick, you pulled off the face-off points for your Red Team there. You have 100, and you have control of Mikey. Move him, please.
We're gonna go right.
Okay, Mikey's going right. Quiz, something you should be all familiar with. Hands on your buzzers. Here is your question. In what video does Madonna frolic on a beach with merfolk? Yes, Red Team.
Cherish.
Cherish is it. Yeah, Jill. 50 more points to your score. And once again, Mikey is yours. Move him, please.
We can go down.
Okay, Mikey's going down. It's the Big C. We had double writing thingies, but that's okay. Here we are, video challenge. Get to add more points to your score. Who's going to be playing? Rick? Okay, Jill, hang on to the board. Rick, you get to choose from Act Razor, Green Dog, Super Adventure Island, Chuck Rock, and Ghost Palace Out of It. So which one are the remaining four?
I'm going to go Act Razor.
Act Razor, pop right over there to the side of me. Come on over, Jill. Act Razor, this is a cool game. It's an adventure game, and you are an avenging angel fighting monsters. This game has 6 different lands, each with 2 acts. Yes, it does, trust me. And today, on Act Razor, our expert challenges 2,500 points, there it is, in Act 1. You have to meet or beat 2,500 in 30 seconds. Now, Jill, you have 150 points, you're in the lead. Your opponent's at 45. Of your 150, write down your wager. Here comes the music, do it now. Here's the music. I have the CD. Okay. Thank you, Jill.
You too?
Yeah. Turn around. Ready, set, go. Okay, there he is, the angel. He got zipped when he jumped on him, but he nabbed him with a sword. He picked up a couple hundred points. He grabbed 300 points right there. He's racking them up. Hey, he got 1,000 points with the crown. Way to go. He's up to 1,700. He's swinging away. Okay, he lost the man. It's coming back. It's taking a little time. There, okay, there he is. He's still at 1,700 points. Whacking away, 1,900. He has to be 2,500 points. Time is ticking. He's whacking. Oh, my goodness, man. The buzzer went off right before you got the crown. You played a great... I know, but don't play.
Oh, okay,
great.
Okay.
No detention. All right, 30 points of wager. Head back over. We got a lot more game to play, gang. Yeah. Okay, we take the 30 points away from the score, but you're still in the lead. You have 120, but yellow team now has control of Mikey. Move him, please. Rick, gosh. Still, go ahead and move him, man. Gosh, move him fast, man. Go ahead. Tell me, please.
We're going to go right.
Okay, Mikey's going right. Split screen! Hey, another video puzzle. Now, oh goodness, it looks like our video multiplier is on the blink again and has over-multiplied its video images. The first team that can buzz in and tell me what's going on inside the frame will get 50 points and control of Mikey. Ready? Let's split the screen. Here's a clue. It's one way to jump for joy. Yes, red team.
Say a parachuter or a free faller.
Let's take a look. Is it a parachuter or a free faller? Joop, joop. Oh, there he is. Yeah. And you have 50 points. You're up to 170, and you've taken back control of the Mikester. Move the big M again. Oops. Okay, don't get to move him. That little noise tells me. No, not lunchtime. No, we're almost out of time in round two. Mikey goes straight to the goal. We're in sudden death. The correct answer, gang, will get you 100 points and the goal for round two. Hands on your buzzers. What supposedly unsinkable luxury liner sank on its very first... Yes, red team.
The Titanic.
The Titanic is it! Red team got the 100 points and the goal for round two. Let's take a look and see where everything was in this round. Boom! There are some things all over the place, but it doesn't matter right now because at 270, red team, you are going in the video game. Okay, listen, yellow team, Mike, Nick, it's a pleasure having you here. Well, I don't know, Rick, about you. Get some air freshener. But listen, we're going to give you $500 to donate to your charity so everybody comes out just about a winner. Yeah. Andrea, tell them what other neat stuff they've won.
Kooshlings. Nothing else is so cute and feels so cool. And only Kooshlings have such wild moves. Grab them before they're gone. Kooshlings, your wild little friends. And BK. BK Ratch Tech. Strap on the noise.
We all have fun, but right now, it's these two going through that door to do battle with Mongo. Come back and see what happens. Did the learning pay off? We will find out. Is Mongo tougher? Hey, hang on Nick Arcade. Yeah. We're back with our special welcome freshman edition of Nick Arcade. And because they're playing for charities, we decided to let everybody go into the video zone. Now, you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, if there's any time left, two of you will battle Mongo in the wizard level. Now, for each item you pick up, you'll get $50. And if you beat Mongo, then each team will get $500 additional dollars to donate to their charities. Now, here is your challenge. The first team has to collect three bunches of bananas sitting high in the jungle trees. The toucan, snakes, piranhas, and coconut-throwing monkeys will take your power. Go under the waterfall or touch the golden idol, and a rope will appear to help you over it. Good luck, Mike and Nick. Now, the second team are snow slingers who have to hit three annoying elves with snowballs. But watch out for their snowballs and the ski-crazy foxes and polar bears. Hitting the magical snowman will make them play an irresistible fiddle ditty, which forces the elves to dance their jigs for 5 seconds. Good luck, Rick and Jill. Now, with the time left, two of you will go in and take on Mongo in the wizard level. Catch three floating orbs while avoiding the dangerous energy blasting creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. And remember, if you beat Mongo by catching all three orbs, you will get an extra $500 per team for your charity. Yeah! That to hit. Power slam, power slam, power slam through the door and go get Mongo. Yeah. The gang's all here, and they're going after Mongo. All right, remember, there's some flinging that has to be done with snow slingers and some climbing that has to do in the jungle. Ready, set, go! Hey, there's Mike, and there's Nick. All right, 2 units of power are down, but the 3 bananas are gotten. All right, we're gonna have to do some flinging with the elves. There's one. All right, they're down to 2 units of power. They're down to 1 unit of power. 1 elf left. All right, they did it. All right, now right now, Mike and Jill are going to battle Mongo. Hit start, hit start, hit start. Somebody hit start. Okay, 30 seconds, start has been hit. Lost a little time there. There's one orb. All right, they're down to 1 unit of power. They are out of power. Hit start again. Hit start again. Okay, Mike on the top has got start. Jill's looking around. There's one orb. They're at 17 seconds. They're down to 3 units of power. Kind of waiting, kind of waiting. Looking around. There's the hourglass. Hit over, Mike. Hit over. All right, there's another orb. There's one orb left to get. All right, they did it. And 500 for beating Mongo, plus the money from the game. Hey, here they come. Woo! Hey, all right. Woo! My goodness. Hey, gang, listen. You all won an extra $500 for a charity. How'd it feel in there? But listen now, we were all wondering about you, Mike. How did you like being here in the arcade?
It was a blast.
And listen, the rest of you, it was fun watching you play the game up front, and you picked up some decent money for your charities. Would you like to come back maybe another time?
Anytime.
Yeah. Now, what was your strategy in there while you were in there with the wizard? Because I guess maybe you and Jill, what were your strategies going?
Controlled panic.
Yeah. Controlled panic. Now, you guys are pretty good in your own individual levels. Rick, you were talking about flinging those snowballs. How did you feel when you went in there and started wailing away?
Well, I felt very strong and confident that...
Oh, my goodness. Now, Nick, now you went in there and just like, bam, hit the first bananas. Was it cool in there for you?
Yeah, it was great.
All right, well, listen, a lot of great money has been won for charities. We'll see you next time on Nick Arcade.
Studios at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios Orlando, Florida.